You're listening to a message from Victory. God's character, commandments, and promised blessings do not change. Discover more about this truth in week 3 of our series, Remember This.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Victory Metro East. Again, to those of you who have come for the very first time, we're glad for you to join us here, and I hope this would not be the last time, though it's your first time. Sino nga pa po uli yung mga first-time visitors? 1, 2, 3, pakitaas po yung kamay nyo. Pwede pa uli. Ayun, first time talaga. Thank you po. Salamat po sa pagdalo nyo. Okay, my name is Mark Constantino. I'm one of the pastors here, and I'm in charge with our 5 and 7 p.m. service. There's a lot of pastors here. In fact, actually, parang hindi nga eh. With the capacity of where we're at, we're kind of less with the number of pastors as compared to other Victory churches. But here in Victory, we always say, we're here to honor God and make disciples. We are consumed with that. That's the thing, the very thing that God has called us to do. In fact, Victory is just one church. Everybody say one church. Kahit saan po kayo magpunta, kahit ano pong center, pwede nyo pong bisitahin. And kagandahan po ng one church is that yung mga pinipreach po namin ay pare-pareho. Okay? Alright. Also, we are on our third week, all right, with our series, Remember This. In fact, next week will be the last week. And so by the time we hit the first Sunday, we are on a series regarding Christmas. Okay. Sino sa inyo rito, you already had a feel of Christmas? Meron ba rito? May mga bonus na ba? May mga bonus na ba tayo? Parang natawa kayo, nakakatawa ba? Ano ba, insulto ba yun? Pero sino, may mga bonus na ba? Okay, kaya nga pagpe-prayan natin, lalo na yung preaching natin, eh, maganda to, di ba? Anyway, so I'd like to ask everyone if we can stand on our feet as we read God's Word today. Okay, our text today is found in Malachi. It's not Malachi, but it's Malachi. Malachi chapter 3, starting in verse 6, all right, to 12. Here's what the Word of God says. For I, the Lord, do not change. Therefore, you, O children of Jacob, are not consumed. From the days of your fathers, you have turned aside from my statutes and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. But you say, how shall we return? Will man rob God? Yet you are robbing me, but you say, how have we robbed you? In your tithes and contributions. You are cursed with a curse, for you are robbing me with the whole nation of you. Bring the full tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and thereby put me to the test, says the Lord of hosts. If I will not open the windows of heaven for you and pour down for you a blessing until there is no more need, I will rebuke the devourer for you so it will not destroy the fruits of your soil. And your vine in the field shall not fail to bear, says the Lord of hosts. Then all nations will call you blessed, for you will be the land of delight, says the Lord of hosts. This is the word of the Lord for us tonight. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we submit, honor, revere, and glorify you today. Lord, even as we talk about your word, may your word bring light and delight to our soul. May it set us free, Lord, from any bondages of slavery, Lord God, by the enemy, even in the past, Lord God, of our lives. Lord, I'm asking you, with the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord, that you would cause us, our hearts, to be drawn to you, that we may able to know your heart so that we may able to respond accordingly. This we ask, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please take your seats. Okay, you know, when we started this, Pastor Edgar, all right, our prophet, okay, he's gifted with prophecy, you know, started by opening up with the series on Remember This. And it's important for us to understand that Malachi is a prophet. He was actually the last prophet before the New Testament came in. Imagine God has to raise a prophet for the reason that God wants to assure. God wants to revive the people called his people, the Israelites. And because God has given a promise before long ago, right in the book of Genesis. Alam niyo po, sa kultura po natin, ganoon din po sa iba, lalo na po sa mga Jews, pag kayo po ay isang panganay, pag nawala po ang magulang natin, kung sino yung panganay, siya po yung nagte-take over. He will take responsibility, he will take leadership, he'll be asked to decide certain things. And not only that, but the blessing. All the blessing, especially in Jews, will be given right blessing on the firstborn. So when you're a firstborn, it's a big deal. Iba klase pagpanganay ka. Pero ang ginawa po ng Panginoon, nung lumabas po si Jacob saka si Esau, ano po sila kambal? They're twins. But Esau was the first one who came out. And so, automatic, diba, the blessing, the inheritance, all the property should be given to whom? To Esau. But Jacob came second. But what happened was, because of his heart and God wants to bring up his own people, God chose Jacob, and out of Jacob, the birth of the nation of Israel came in. So that was the start. And from generations after generations, the hearts of Israel started to focus on different gods, started to focus on different idols. Yung puso po ng mga Hudyo ay hindi po sa Panginoon. That's why God has to raise up prophets after prophets, and because of their sin, they were enslaved, and because of God's love for them, yung first part po, sabi niya ganyan, I have loved you. And they asked, how did you love us? Imagine, that's a very insulting answer. But God proved to them by saying, hey, look, I chose you. If there's anything that God wants to let us know, that He loves us, He chose us. So the fact that you're here today, it shows that, obviously, God chose you. And He loved you. The same way that He loved the Israelites. Not only that, because of their hearts were far from God, guess what? They were sinning. And because of that sin, still God showed His blessing and really poured out His all the goodness of the Lord, the goodness of the land. In fact, every single day for 40 years, God has to provide for manna. And so, grabe yung pagmamahal ng Panginoon. At sinabi po ng Panginoon last week, during our second week, here's what He says, I'm your great king. He was trying to tell them, hey, look, I'm your great king, but you are not revering my name. You're not fearing my name. I'm your great king, but your hearts are far from me. He said, I'm your great king, but there's unfaithfulness. You are tolerating divorce. That is not my heart. That is not my love. But why is it that you're not being faithful to the wife of your youth? God was specific about the sin of Israel. Why is that? Because their hearts are far from God. And that was He was pointing out. And today, He was trying to emphasize of who He is by saying, remember this. I want you to know again who I am. Here's what He says. I am your Lord that I do not change. Alam niyo, may isang statement na siguro sa mag-asawa, sa mag-boyfriend, my girlfriend, sa mag-special relationship na pag nagkakilala na sila, sabihin nung bawat isa, alam mo, sana hindi ka magbago. Narinig nyo na ba yun? Sana ganyan ka na lang. Sana huwag ka na magbago. Kaya nga sabi ni Randy Santiago, di ba? Ano yung sabi ni Randy Santiago? Kung hindi magbago. Okay. Sabi nila, sino si Randy Santiago? Okay. Hindi nila kilala. Okay lang po yun. Okay. The whole deal is, alam nyo po, di ba, sinasabi natin, sana hindi ka magbago. Pero sa totoo lang, you know, God's desire for us is not that. God doesn't want us to remain the same. God wanted us to change. In fact, if you check the book of Proverbs, He said this. He doesn't want us to be simple. God hates a simple life. He wants us to experience a blessed kind of life. And so having said that, you could see the heart of God by saying, look, I do not change. But the same way, that's who I am, that's not you. You're supposed to change. That's why leaders change. Seasons and times would change, correct? You would change. Your looks would change. Your skin will change. Our ages will change. The way you look will change. The color of our hair will change. The number of our hair will change. Why? Because everything will change, and maybe it has changed, correct? But guess what? If there's anything that is constant, if there's anything that is so sure that there will be no change, that's what God says. I will remain the same, for I am the Lord who do not change. Alam niyo po ba pag sinabi natin yung word na I do not change or God will never change, there's a word there, it's called immutability or God being immutable. It means God cannot change. He's unchangeable in what? God is unchangeable in His character. He's unchangeable with His commandments. He's unchangeable with His covenant of love and compassion and His heart for people and His covenant of blessing upon His people. Ganun po yung pinaparating ni Lord. He has to raise up the prophet for the prophet to say, hey, look, say that to these people that I chose, that I love, whom I am their great king. Tell them, I do not change. Are you here with me? Folks, God cannot change. God will never, ever change. Tayo po yung nagbabago. Ang tanong, pag tayo ba nagbago sa kagustuhan ba ng Panginoon o sa kagustuhan natin? Tayo ba yung nagbabago sa kabutihan o tayo nagbabago sa hindi kabutihan? Unchanging God is the God who remains the same. In fact, God doesn't have any mood swings. Si Lord, wala siyang mood swing. Napaminsa pag lumapit ka, Lord, kay Lord, biglang i-re-reject ka, hindi ka niya feel. Di ba pa minsan, di ba moody tayo? It's inevitable. It's something that we cannot change. All of us. Sorry, one way or the other, we'll have some mood swings. May mga likes tayo, di ba? Si Lord hindi nagbabago. Hindi nagbago yung isip niya nung pinili ka niya. Hindi nagkamali si Lord. Nung binless ka niya, binigay yung promotion sa iyo. Hindi man kailanman magbabago ang Panginoon. Is that a good news? God will never ever change, especially of who He is. Kaya ang ganda nung kinanta natin kanina, yung kanta natin sa Kanya, for who He is and will always be. Tama ba yan? Pakikanta mo nga, bro. Okay na. Ayos na, okay na, okay. Ako na to, bro. Okay. God will never change. And here's what happened. In verse 7, from the days of your fathers, you have turned aside from my statutes and have not kept them. He was telling them, right from the very beginning, I was looking forward to a greater relationship with you. But yet your hearts have turned aside what I really want. It sounds familiar, isn't it? Maybe we are like the Israelites today. Good today, gone tomorrow. Sold out today, on fire today. Tomorrow, we'll have compromises. On fire tayo to read our Bibles, excited tayo to come to church. What about next year? What about next month? What about next week? Lalo na. Itong darating na Christmas season. There's traffic full of colors and lights and everything else. People are buying gifts. People are consumed about parties. What about the kind of hearts? Will you change? God says, your hearts have turned aside from my commandments. No longer would you find following me. But here's what he said. Return to me and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. But you say, how shall we return? You know what? God is unchanging. That His heart for His people is this, is to be reconciled to Him. Whatever had happened, whatever sins, those sin, those weaknesses, the very thing that you done, all this unfaithfulness issue, that you defiled, you're not giving to their tithes and offering, you're not being faithful, you're doing this and that, God is still saying, would you return to me? Because I'm a God who never changed. And because of that, I want to reconcile with you. You know what? That's a very powerful statement. What a God that we have. What a God that He chose the very people to be with Him and for Him. And yet, these people turned their backs against God, doing something else. And yet, God was still seeking and really running after them. It just popped out in my mind today about the prodigal son, whom the father was waiting all along. After giving all the blessing, that it didn't turn out well for that son. And this son just partying and doing all the things that he wants, realizing later on that what he did was wrong. And the father was there waiting till when he saw the son, he was running after that son. Folks, listen, God wants to let you know, whatever your heart's condition, Will you return to God? Will you come before the Lord today so that He will return to you? God is a God of reconciliation who offers an invitation to return to Him. Can you say amen to that? Grabe yung puso ni Lord. Wala man sino sa ating ganon. Sinaktan na tayo lahat-lahat, di ba? Tapos tayo pa yung balikan na. Okay na. Pero si Lord, hindi. Ilang beses tayo nagkasala, ilang beses yung mga ginawa natin. Ganun pa rin si Lord, hindi nagbabago. God wants you to be reconciled to Him. Verse 8, He says, will a man rob God? Yet you are robbing me, He said, but you say, how have we robbed you? In tithes, in your tithes and contributions. You are cursed with a curse, for you are robbing me with a whole nation of you. Folks, listen, since their hearts are far from God, since their hearts are not right with God, listen to this. Then, the very thing that God asked them to do, they have turned aside. They have not given their tithes and contributions to the house. And so because of that, they have inflicted self-curse. Not just them individually, their family, their community, but the whole nation of it. They are under curse because of their wrongdoing. How? They have not given their tithes and contribution. And because of that, God says, listen, you are robbing me. Wow. Pwede pala yun. Kasi nga yung puso nila, malayo kay God. And so automatic, pag yung puso mo, di ba, malayo kay Lord, may iba na, na-bless na, na-promote na, nabigay na hinihingi mo, nagbago yung puso, your heart becomes cold, then all the things that God is saying to do, wala na, hindi mo makita sa church. Nagko-compromise na. Sounds family. People's heart were far from God. And yet they have afflicted themselves with their own curse. If people are experiencing sickness, pain, people are living in poverty, lack, you're asking for a favor and promotion, it doesn't come to you, it goes to your seatmate, but you've been praying, you've been living with debt, after debt, and after debt, grabe yung utang mo, na gusto mong magbayad, gusto mong ma-set free, pero lalo na dumadami, you're not living a blessed life. That is not God's heart for you. Don't you think it might be a curse also that you inflict to yourself? It's a curse in the nation. Tayo, pray tayo ng pray, Lord, bless me yung nation namin. Lord, i-prosper mo. Lord, I pray that you would come, i-bless me yung ASEAN, yung APEC. Lord, i-bless me. Pero tayo mismo, hindi tayo nagtatithe, eh baka mamaya yung curse nga eh. It's because of our own doing. Could it be possible? God said in verse 10, bring the full tithe into the storehouse that there may be food in my house, and thereby put me to test, says the Lord of hosts. You know, God is an unchanging God. His commandments will never change, but yet the result of their hearts that is right with God is simply of God is asking them to give the tithes and contribution. That is the basis. If your heart is right, then there is no problem for you to follow this command because He's just asking 10%. In fact, if you look at here, it didn't say, give me your 10%. No, it says, bring the full tithe. So meron po sa atin, we cannot give God. We cannot outgive God. Yung bigay sa atin ni Lord, sa Kanya yon, blessing niya yon. But He's asking a portion to bring, not to give Him, but to bring that portion. Lord, this is for you. But people fail to do that. Why? Because of the condition of their hearts. Lord, may utang ako, hindi ako pwedeng mag-tithe. Lord, may ganito ako, hindi ako pwedeng mag-tithe. Ang dami kong bayarin, hindi ako mag-tithe. Eh, kaya nga, because you are under a curse. But God says, test me in this. Put me to test. Because I'm about to do something. Remember, I'm a God who reconciles. But God is also saying, hey, look, test me in this, that I will open windows in heaven and pour out blessing until no more needs. How many of us here, you are in need? There's a big need. You know what? That's a promise of God. God wants to bless you with so much that all your needs will be met. And yet, you are so full of blessing that, Lord, sa ko paglalagyan to. Ibangko mo o ibigay mo. Sabi ni Lord, put me to test. Test me on this. In other translation, ito po sabi, no? Test me in this and see if I don't open up heaven itself to you and pour out blessings beyond your wildest dreams. How many of you here, can you push that on the screen, please? In message, it says there, pour out blessings beyond your wildest dreams. How many of us here wants to see this happening, that God will bless us beyond your wildest dreams? Lord, magda-travel ako, Lord! Lord, magkakaroon ako nito. Pero yung puso mo ba ready? Nagbibigay ka ba ng tithe? Sabi ni Lord, test me in this. Ano yung mga kailangan mo? Kaya nga kanina, nag-tithe ako, nag-pray ako, Lord, kailangan ko nito. Sabi mo, Lord, test me in this again. Hindi ko sabi niya yun eh. Hindi sabi ni Victory, hindi sabi ni Pastor Steve, sabi ni Jesus tuloy, sabi ni God yan. Pag-usapan natin, eh, Pastor Mark, we're living in a New Testament, my man. You know, we're not supposed to give our tithes. No more tithes in the New Testament. Oh, really? Are you sure? Well, here's what happened. If your basis is living in the New Testament, I tell you something, then you should give everything. Why? Because God gave everything. And I thank God that this still applies today, that He's unchanging in His covenant and His commandment. Why is He saying this? Because God says, test me in this, because I'm a God of reversal. Meaning the curse that is with you, I'm going to reverse it and let the floodgates of heaven be upon you, so that God will bless you beyond your wildest dreams. How many of you wants that? Can you test God on that? You're in need, you're in debt, you're living in poverty, there's lack. Could it be? Could it be? But you're not a tither, but you are a robber. Two kinds of people in church, based on this. A tither or a robber. What are you? Those who live in lack, in poverty, defeat, debt, those who live in blessing, overflow blessing. That's why we could give. Real life. Campus missionaries. Nations. Other foundations. Why? Because God wants to bless you, His own people. Can you say amen to that? He's unchanging. God is committed to bless every single one of us. Are you here with me? Gusto ko lang Tagalugin. May sinasabi po ang Tagalog version. Meron ba tayong Tagalog version dyan? Sabi po sa Tagalog, ayun, meron! Subukan nyo ako sa bagay na ito. Sabi ni Lord, kung hindi ko buksan ang mga bintana ng langit at ibuhusay inyo ang masaganang pagpapala. Grabe na to. Grabe si God. How many of you wants that? That's a promise. Would you test God on this? Alam, sa totoo lang, wala namang mawawala kay God eh. Pero sa atin, sobrang-sobrang mawawala. Kasi yung plano niya i-prosper ka, mawawala. Imagine, ito lang sinasabi niya, hindi mo pa magawa. Ito lang, 10% lang, buti nga, hindi nga 100% eh. Bring the full tithe. What's a tithe? It's not net, it's gross. The full tenth. I want to submit to you, I give more than 10% of what I receive. In fact, I support Real Life, I support campus missionaries, I support our missions. We give away. I have a certain amount that I would bless people. Why? It's a heart issue. Kung puso ko, sakim, iniisip ko lang sarili ko, yung mga needs namin. May time ka. God was telling, told me to give a certain amount just to give away, but I have a need. Lord, pamilya muna. Hindi, si God muna. Paano ipapabayad ko to, Lord? Walang problema, dinoble pa ni God. Test me in this. He's the God of reversal, who will reverse the curse of lack and poverty to overflowing of blessings in life. How many of you wants that? God is saying, I'm unchanging. I do not change. Immutability. Test me in this. I will reverse the curse to your behalf. Can you say amen? He goes on to say, I will rebuke the devourer for you, so that it will not destroy the fruits of your soil and your vine in the field, and shall not fail to bear, says the Lord of hosts. In other translations, sabihin po ganun. I will prevent pests from devouring your crops, and the vines in your fields will not cast their fruit. Here's what God is saying. If I will reverse the curse, guess what? I will not only give you the blessing, floodgates of blessing after blessing, but I will also protect your business, your work, your job, your favor, whatever you're asking me, favor is gonna come because God wants us to be fruitful. Kaya dapat yung church, kayo, tayo, blessed talaga tayo, hindi tayo yung nangihingi. May pautang naman, wala. Hindi tayo, tayo nagbibigay. At ba, sino pa may kailangan? O, ilan pa? O, 200. Dapat tayong ganun. E, puro tayo wawawin. Bless me. Taran mo. Talaga, sayaw tayo. O, bigyan ng jacket. Di ba? Hello? Tapos church tayo. I just don't have any idea. The body of Christ, how much we give. You don't have any idea. Even some of you here, you know what I'm saying. When you are in need, we will tell you this. Don't ask someone from your victory group leader, don't ask money, but instead, ask me. No, ask us. Especially if you're part of victory group, I just wanted to let you know. We want to stand with you. We can't give so much, but we can give, and it's not little. Why is that? Because we're a church. And the church should be an example of blessing. God is the God of reversal. How many of you want and be ready for God's blessing? Ready? Give your tithes. Give your tithes. I'm telling you right now, as your pastor, I'm not commanding you. This is God's command. But I'm urging you. Because I want you to be blessed. I want you to change next year. No debts, Pastor. I'm the one giving. Saan mo gusto? Huwag naman tayo dyan. Buffet naman tayo. Vikings naman tayo, Pastor. Hello? God wants you to be. I just want to let you know that. God wants you to have your own family, single people. Nagtatahit ka ba? Pray ka na ano? Puso? Alab? Hey Lord, if your heart is right, God is saying, return to me. Give your tithe, I will return to you. I will bless you. I'm a God who wants to reconcile, and I'm a God of reversal. And here's what he said. The next verse. Then all nations will call you blessed, for you will be a land of delight, says the Lord of hosts. Woo! What is God is saying? God is a God of revival. God doesn't just want to reconcile with you. God doesn't want just to reverse the curse. He wants you to be revived so that others will see you are blessed and you are delighted. A land that was set by God. Imagine, sino sikat tayo, hindi si Lord. Kaya hindi mo magsabi, alam mo kasi nagtatithes ako eh. Kaya ng blessing, nagtatithes ako. Hindi ganun yun. In a way, yeah, but we do it by faith. That's a promise of God. It's not us. It's His. Kaya ang changing yung nature ni Lord eh. Folks, it's time for you to change the way we think. The bottom line, God wants to reconcile with you first. Question is, if God will see our hearts, are we serving God half-heartedly? Is that heart of yours fully committed to God? Is that heart of yours totally sold out to God? You're asking for blessing. What about the heart issue? Kaya nga yung tight, gusto ko lang sabihin sa inyo, issue po ng puso yan. Wala tayong pag-uusapan. No questions, no ifs, no that. God's commandment never changed. Sabi niya, test me in this. Tayo nawawala, kayo nawawalan. Nilalagay niyo sarili niyo sa curse. Kaya hindi ko lang pagpapala eh, puro problema. Bakit? Kasi nga, it's a heart issue. We should return ourselves before the Lord and say, God, here I am. I surrender my heart. Then God will reverse the curse. Then God will bring revival in us, for us, through us, and our land. Can you say amen? God, guys, our lives will never be the same again. I want to say this again. For the record, your lives will never be the same again. God said, test me, but will you return to me? Today, as we end, I want to give you the scripture, and we're going to end in communion. We're not going to leave right away, but we're going to take communion all together. Here's what it says in Hebrews chapter 13. Jesus Christ, who was God, became man, and He was the ultimate expression of a God who reconciled with us. He's the ultimate expression who literally reversed the curse. He's the expression, ultimate expression of God who will bring us to revival. Word of God says, He's the same yesterday. He's the same today. And He's the same tomorrow and the rest of our future forever. Today, I want us to come before the Lord. I want to ask the music group to come. We're going to take communion. As we all stand in our feet, I want the ushers to distribute the elements as we worship the Lord today. Can we do that? Let's all stand in our feet and let's take communion together.
Can wash away.
you who has not received the communion elements, pwede po ba pakitaas yung mga kamay niyo? Meron pa po ba dito sa gilid? There are people there at the back, ushers. About in this side, meron pa po bang di naka-receive na communion element? Ayan, meron pa sa likod. On that side, please. As they're receiving the communion elements, you know, the word of God is clear. God says, I'm an unchanging God. His heart for us never changed, but we are the ones who changed. Maybe some of us here, as God begins to look at our hearts, and for us to have a deep check in our hearts, maybe our hearts really doesn't belong. That's the issue. And that's why God says, even for us, would you return to Him so that He will return to you? Not because you're here, you're okay. Not because you're part of a victory group, you're okay. Not because you've been coming this year, everything seems to be okay. God knows you can't fool Him. God knows exactly the kind of heart that you have. He hates pride. He hates hearts that are full of idols, that God is not at the middle of it. God wants all of our hearts. That's why that's what He said. Love God with all of our hearts, with all of our minds, with all of our soul, with all of our strength. And God is telling you today, would you return to Him? Can you just bow your heads right now and check our hearts? Would you repent before the Lord right now? If God is not sold out in your heart, would you return everything to Him? Maybe you're here half-heartedly. Would that half be given and be surrendered to God? Would you return before the Lord? Can you repent right now? Lord, here we are as your people, as your church. Lord, we repent. For it's not an issue of tithes and offering, but it's an issue of our hearts. But you're saying, Lord, return to me. Lord, as one spiritual family here in 7 p.m. service, Lord, we commit our hearts and dedicate it to you, Lord. Lord, forgive us. Forgive us from our own selfishness, our own pride. Forgive us for our own lust, Lord. Lord, anything that has something to do with me, I, myself. Lord, we repent and we turn to you today. Lord, we repent for not following your commands. We have all these excuses, but we know that part of that blessing is that giving our tithes and offering, tithes and contributions. Lord, today, as part of this service, if we are not faithful, giving 10% of the full whole tithe, the gross of what we receive, Lord, we repent. Kapakalita bagay, Lord, pero napakasakit ng aming puso, Lord. Lord, umiimbo kami ng kapatawaran sa inyo, Lord, na we robbed you. That's why may curse sa amin, Lord. We're in lack, we're in need, we're in debt, we're in sickness. We have issues and problems. Why? Because in this small command that you're asking us to give, we have never been faithful. And Lord, today we repent and turn to you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your forgiveness. I want to read a scripture before you today, the book of Galatians. Here's what it says. Before we eat the bread and drink from the cup, verse 13 of chapter 3 of Galatians says, but Christ has rescued us from the curse pronounced by the law. When he was hung on the cross, he took upon himself the curse for our wrongdoing. For it is written in the scriptures, cursed is everyone who is hung on a tree. Through Christ Jesus, God has blessed the Gentiles. Who the Gentiles are, that's who we are. He has blessed the Gentiles with the same blessing he promised to Abraham, so that we who are believers, us, the church might receive the promised Holy Spirit through faith. Before we partake in this communion, I want you to let you know, if we repent and turn to God, and God would turn to us, and He will reverse the curse. That's the promise. God has been the curse on our behalf from all our wrongdoings, and He was hung on a tree, that He took all the curses, so that we will no longer live in curse and sickness and in pain, poverty and lack, but receive the fullness of blessing promised to Abraham, given to us as the church, for the promise of the Holy Spirit by faith. And as we partake this communion, as you turn to the Lord and return to Him, God wants to assure you, our lives will never be the same. With all humility, can we take the bread all together? Can we drink from the cup? Let's raise up our hands to the Lord right now. Lord, in humility, we want to honor You and fear You. We want to honor You with all of our hearts. Lord, forgive us. But yet, Lord God, You are reversing the curse. As we raise our hands today, Lord God, I pray that let the curse turn into blessing. That as we give our tithes to test You, we will change from robbers to tigers. And Lord, thank You for the promise of the blessing that was given to Abraham. Be released upon us. Every person in this place, I want you to ask whatever your needs are, whatever the needs that you have today, all the needs that you have, whatever that is, ask the Lord right here, right now, as we partake communion with Him, be reconciled with Him. Ask the Lord as He reverses the curse. Ask whatever that need is. And as we give our tithes, fully committed to it, ask the Lord. Lord, here we are. We ask for the blessing, the floodgates, open windows to be poured out with so much that there will be nothing to contain. No more needs, Lord. And I'm asking You to release it right here, right now. Lord, we want to say thank You. We receive it by faith. Put your hands down today. Before we leave, I want to pray. We want to pray for one specific group of people. I would like to ask Diane to come here. This is very important, or else this comes to nothing. All the things are words that you hear. The end.
Just like with the scripture that we've read, Jesus Christ was hung on the cross for our sins. He paid the penalty of our sins at the cross, and He wants to reconcile us to God the Father. And right now, we believe that God wants us to reconcile to Himself. And if you're that person, you've been running away from God, but tonight, lagi mo naririnig at totoong-totoo sa'yo na naririnig mo na return to Me, return to Me, return to Me. If the Lord has been telling you, anak, return to Me. If you're that person, well, all heads are bowed down right now. If you're that person and you want to surrender your life to Jesus Christ, you want to return to Him, you want to receive Him in your life as your Lord and Savior, you know what? The greatest blessing that we can receive is Jesus Christ Himself. If you're that person, can you please raise your hand? Pwede mo ba itaas yung kamay mo so that we can pray for you? If you want to receive Jesus Christ in your life and surrender your life to Him, can you please raise your hand so that we can see you? Can you lift it high? I see that hand. You don't want to leave this place without having a relationship with Jesus. Pwede nga meron ka ng lahat-lahat sa buhay na to, but if you don't have Jesus Christ, wala rin. If you are that person, you know, God is telling you, be reconciled to Me. Raise your hand. We would like to pray for you. Ma'am, can I invite you here in front? Can we give her a round of applause? Even if you didn't raise your hand, but you know the Lord is telling you, come here. Come back to Me. Fear that person. We'll wait for you. God, ma'am, the Bible says that even if one person turn to the Lord, turn away from sin and turn to the Lord, the heaven is rejoicing right now. Buong heaven po nagse-celebrate dahil ngayon po gusto niyo po manumbalik sa Panginoon. So can we just take this time to pray for you? And pray this prayer after me, okay? Follow this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I'm sorry for all the sins I have committed against you. Lord, today, I receive you in my life as my Lord and Savior. Help me to follow you, obey you, love you, and know you more through your word. Help me to become a blessing as well. Thank you for the gift of eternal life and for the forgiveness of sins. I love you, Jesus. This I pray in your name. Amen. Congratulations po. There will be a person who will approach you later and who will explain to you the decision that you've made. Can we all raise our hands right now as we pray? Lord, thank you because you are our unchanging God. Lord, may we always hold on to you, Lord, and may we always trust you, God. Lord, even in our finances, Lord, gusto namin, Panginoon, na ibigay sa iyo, Panginoon. Ibalik sa iyo, Panginoon, kung ano naman po talaga para ang sa iyo, Panginoon. Lord, salamat, Lord. Lord, we are expecting that blessings, Lord, to overflow, God, sa families namin. Lord, when it comes to our health, God, sa protection, O Lord, sa businesses namin, Lord, sa workplace namin, O God, Lord, let your blessing, Lord, overflow, God. Lord, thank you. Protect us as we go home. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you for coming. See you again next Sunday. Invite your friends.